Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's my new book and the website for the book, so I hope you check that out. We're having a great visit and a hot debate with our new friend, Rhett Butel. Rhett is Vice President of External Affairs for the Small Business Majority. Rhett, give us a website and tell us about your organization.
Sure. So we're a small business advocacy organization, and our website is www.smallbusinessmajority.org. And right now, we're very committed to going out across the country and helping folks to understand their new options under the Affordable Care Act. But we also work on several important issues, so I encourage folks to check out our website.
I want to come back to something we were just talking about, and say that. And I want to, let me just say this: that I believe that there are plenty of people who, and I was one of these people once. Yeah. I wanted to leave my employer. I wanted to go start a business, and I did. But I had, you know, I had to be able to feed my family until my business could feed the family. Because, Red, as you know, you start a business day one, even week one, month one, maybe even year one. The business may not be able to provide you, the family with enough income. So that money's got to come from somewhere. So anybody who wants to start a business successfully, I agree that if they can get health care somewhere else through the exchanges, through ACA, Affordable Care Act, and which presumes a subsidy, that might allow them to do that and not be dependent upon their employer for health care. But that's only a very tiny fraction of the people, I think, that are going to fit in this category. That's not going to help all. That's not going to be the response of all 2 million of these people who are going to be who the CBO say are going to be displaced by the Affordable Care Act.
Well, just to be clear, the CBO is not saying anyone's displaced. These are people who are choosing.
Shouldn't have used that term. I didn't. You know, I know better than that. I didn't mean to say that. I meant that these are people who are going to choose to leave their employment.
Yeah, look, there are some folks who are going to decide, for example, folks who are getting close to the retirement age, that because of the new benefits that they receive under the health care law, that they're going to decide to leave the health care, or that they decide that they're going to leave the workforce. We can have a debate about whether that's a good thing or not. You know, there's a huge problem we have in this country with long-term unemployed. It not only affects an older population, it also affects the 18 to 35 population. Right. And so the fact that, you know, some of the folks who are on the higher end of the age spectrum are considering leaving their work is not necessarily a bad thing for young folks who need to be hired.
Aren't a lot of these people, though, Brett, aren't a lot of these people going to wind up being disincentivized? Isn't that what the CBO determined, that these people will be disincentivized to work and that they'll wind up becoming wards of the state? Wasn't that the main message of the CBO report?
No, that was not the main message of the CBO report. I think it was
said in the testimony
by a lot of people. That's not what I heard in the testimony. I mean, I watched the CBO director testify before the House, and he actually said the opposite. He actually said that the ACA is actually going to create demand and services.
I see that in your report. Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that happens, you know, when more people have access to health care is that that's going to increase demand. And so, you know, not only are folks going to be, you know, we're hoping more healthy because they're actually going to have access to health insurance.
Right.
They're actually going to be able to actually go out and purchase more goods and services. We think that's good for the economy as a whole.
So we're talking now. We're back to talking about these 2 million people which are, again, are not a lot of people in the scheme of things over a long period of time. But aren't most of those people going to wind up being on some kind of government assistance? I mean, these are people who used to have a job, who now are going to, based on the way that things seems to be structured, Rhett, they're now going to, these people are now going to be not employed, taking health care subsidies from the government, and because of the of all the other benefits they're going to get, they would have to make a lot of money to go back into the workforce. So isn't that going to make people want to just not work? Isn't that what the CBO is saying?
Well, at Small Business Majority, we just don't believe that that's part of the American spirit. I mean, we believe, you know,
I agree with that.
Who can and want to work do work. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, there's new options for healthcare, we think provides new opportunity for people.
Right.
And so, you know, we really think that the folks here that the CBO are talking about are folks who, you know, are either going to take an early retirement because they have put in years of good hard work and they want to retire with dignity. Or there's folks who want to go out there, as you and I discussed before, and start their own small business.
Right. So, all right, I'm going to give you the last word. I will give you 30. I got 30 seconds left. Brett, why don't you tell us the last thing you'd like for us to know, and then we'll invite you back, you and your boss one, back another day, and we'll talk about this some more. So go ahead.
That's great. Yeah, I would say, look, we are in no delusions that this healthcare law is a perfect law, but, you know, we have to remember that years ago, the system was not working for Americans and entrepreneurs. So I'd encourage folks to check out our website and learn a little bit more about their options.
What is that website?
Smallbusinessmajority.org.
Say it again.
www.smallbusinessmajority.org.
Hey, Rhett, will you come back another day?
Hey, always happy to come back.
I've enjoyed our debate. Thank you for being here. Rhett Butel, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.